Hello, Eagles fans, and welcome inside the film room on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm Fran Duffy, joined alongside Greg Cosell from NFL Films. And Greg, today we're going to take a look at the safety position, and I always think it's one of the most interesting positions to look at because teams use their safeties in so many different ways, and every defense sees that position differently. Overall, what do you look at when you're looking at college safeties and trying to project them to the NFL?
Well, basically, you look at their movement ability because that will tell you whether they can play deep safety in the NFL. And there are so many safeties in college who don't have that kind of ability. You want to be able to see if a guy can play single high safety, first and foremost, because if he can't play single high safety, if he doesn't have range and movement to be a back-end safety as a single player, then it's really hard to envision him as an NFL safety. By that, I mean he's now limited. He now can only do certain things. So I think you start with their range and their movement on the back end. There's a lot of guys, Fran, who can play in the box.
Yeah.
There's a ton of those guys, and we know that. There's not that many guys, when they come out from college to the NFL, that can run the back end with great range and great athleticism.
Yeah, and the Eagles have one of those players now in Rodney McLeod, who they brought over from the Rams. When you look at the ability to be multidimensional, you know, and line up in the slot, play in the box and play deep, is that a trait that every team covets, or do you think it's really just dependent on the scheme?
Well, clearly I think every team would love to have multidimensional safeties. There aren't a lot of those guys. And that's the problem with the safety position. It's why safeties rarely are drafted very high in a draft, because ultimately safeties fill a specific need. There's not a lot of those multidimensional interchangeable players. And, you know, in this draft, you look at someone like Keanu Neal from Florida, big kid. He did play a lot on the back end. Whether he's seen that way in the NFL, that's questionable. I think he does have the movement to be that guy, but I think a lot of people might also see him more as a player that should play closer to the line of scrimmage. He's a big kid, good tackler. I think he's better playing a little more in confined space as a tackler. You have the West Virginia kid, Joseph.
Carl Joseph, yeah.
Who's another guy who I think he's got some twitch to him. I think he can be a back-end safety, but he's a smaller safety. Now, with him, you get into the question of whether you can match him up man-to-man. That would probably be the one thing you look at with him. That's another element of playing safety in the NFL. See, it's interesting that very often the safety position, as it's evaluated by a lot of people who look at the draft and coaches in the NFL, they see it differently, because coaches do want their safeties to be able to do multidimensional things, because then they can do more scheme-wise defensively. I can't tell you how many conversations I've had with coaches where they say, I'd love to be able to do that, but I don't have a safety who can do it. And that's the issue you face.
Oh, and that brings us to the discussion of Duke safety Jeremy Cash, and a player that was used almost as an extra linebacker at times for the Blue Devils, was really, really productive against the run, and he knows what he's doing moving forward, playing in the box. But how does a team use him? How do you project him to the NFL?
You know, you probably project him as a dime safety. He's going to play in a sub-package, and he's going to play at the line of scrimmage. In many ways, it's like Landon Collins, who was the first player chosen in the second round last year by the Giants. They started him at safety all year, and he struggled because he's really a box player. And ultimately, when all's said and done, a Landon Collins and a Jeremy Cash are probably similar players. They should be used as close to the line of scrimmage as they can be used, and they're really probably sub-package players. They're not starting safeties.
And then when you look at the safety position, you have DeAndre Houston, Carson, William and Mary, but another Senior Bowl player, Jalen Mills from LSU,
a
player that has played some corner throughout his career,
played
the slot. What are your thoughts on Jalen Mills and how he can project to an NFL defense?
Yeah, I think he's one of those guys because he can do more for you in the coverage aspect, and that's critical because he can play over the slot. He can play the back end. He certainly can play in a two-shell where there's two deep safeties. So I think Jalen Mills is a more versatile player than a Jeremy Cash. He gives you more opportunities defensively, more options defensively than a Jeremy Cash.
The last question for you, Greg, and I'm going to ask this throughout this series whenever I can. Is there one trait while you're watching safeties in college and you're projecting them to the league? If they can't do this, they can't thrive, or is there a way you can find a role for any player?
Well, theoretically, you can find a role for any player. You just then have to understand what that role is. And I think when you talk safeties, especially if you want him to be a starting safety so you don't get stuck having to play be predictable defensively, because that's the critical part. You don't want to be predictable defensively. You want to see how a safety can turn and play on the back end, because you can't get beat over the top in the NFL. That's the biggest fear of every NFL defensive coach, getting beat over the top.
Well, that'll do it here for this Film Room segment chronicling the top safety prospects in the NFL draft. He's Greg Cosell. I'm Fran Duffy. We'll see you next time inside the Film Room.